It was quite a day on Capitol Hill. First, Congress voted to override a veto by President Obama for the first time in his presidency. Then, a bill to keep the government funded, which had lawmakers deadlocked for weeks, cleared the Senate. With us to talk about today's burst of activity is NPR's congressional correspondent, Elsa Chang. Hi, Elsa.
Hey, Ari.
Let's start with this veto override vote. Remind us what's in the bill.
So it's a measure that would allow families of 9/11 victims to be able to sue Saudi Arabia for allegedly aiding and abetting the terrorism attacks. Actually, under the bill, any citizen would be able to sue any country for allegedly aiding any terrorism attack on U.S. soil. But the bill was aimed at giving 9/11 families in particular a day in court. So as you can imagine, this was not a bill any member of Congress relished voting against.
And why was the president so adamantly against this bill?
For a lot of reasons. I mean, one main reason is that there's a fear the bill would lead to retaliatory litigation, that other countries might be encouraged to drag U.S. government officials or even members of the military into foreign courts based on allegations that those Americans somehow aided or abetted terrorism abroad. And given that the U.S. has such a presence all over the globe and so many assets all over the globe, there is a fear that we would be exposing ourselves to a potential flood of litigation. A number of lawmakers echoed this same concern. For example, Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
We got diplomats and soldiers and American business people all over the world. So we need to think long and hard about making sure we don't open up Pandora's box to our own people.
And yet, after that warning, Graham voted to override the president's veto along with nearly the entire Senate.
That is absolutely right. In fact, there were so many senators who voted to keep the bill alive today, but who were literally talking about their serious concerns about the bill as they were walking into the chamber. More than two dozen senators from both parties actually signed a letter asking that changes be made to the bill, even though it's already become law now. One suggestion was to modify the bill so it only allows claims involving the 9/11 attacks, but Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York, who was one of the lead sponsors of the bill, said he was not interested in that.
We'll look at anything, but we're not going to do anything that harms the bill. And so one idea, for instance, was limit it to 9/11. Well, that gives everyone, every country, including Saudi Arabia, a green light to do it in the future. So that's unacceptable.
And I take Schumer to mean if there's another attack here in the U.S. akin to 9/11, the victims then might not have any recourse to sue whatever countries involved in that attack. But it's not clear there will be any appetite to take up this issue again after the election, so we could be done here.
Well, one thing Congress will definitely have to do after the election is keep the government funded into next year. The Senate today cleared a bill that would keep the government open until December. How did that finally get through?
It got through after working through weeks of log jams. Now we have a bill to keep the government open through December 9th. It will provide funds to fight the Zika virus without preventing any of those funds from going to Planned Parenthood. That had been an issue at one point. And another issue that Democrats were pushing was aid for the water contamination crisis in Flint, Michigan. That was resolved just late yesterday. House leaders agreed to put Flint money in a separate bill related to water infrastructure. So at that point, Democrats agreed they'd cooperate to move the government funding bill forward.
NPR's Elsa Chang, thanks very much.
You're welcome.